High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to local sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Dude, welcome to the Aurora Sports Complex. High school basketball today on 1230 KHAS with the Aurora Holiday Tournament today. Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on the Aurora Huskies. It'll be a boys-girls basketball doubleheader. It turns out to be here today with the boys game up first. Spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia Coach Kevin Asher. And Coach, maybe one of the toughest holiday tournaments around. We got four teams in, all four teams with a 500 record or better in this one. This will not be easy.
No, it won't. It's definitely a challenge for us. We knew that when we got in it a couple of years ago. And adding the likes of Beatrice, the number eight team in the entire state, it really makes it a challenge for us. But it's good. Our kids have to be focused. You know, they need to do their practice well, you know, and be ready to go. Because anytime you step on the floor with these quality of teams, you can really get exposed. And hopefully that's not the case for anybody this weekend.
What's the biggest hurdle coming out of a break and trying to get back into the playing shape and ready to go? What's the biggest hurdle, Lord?
Well, I think mentally, a lot of teams, you know, just don't have a chance to get into the gym. Hopefully our kids went to the Y and did some things over the break. But mentally, I just think you got to get yourself back into, okay, what are the basic fundamentals of the game? And, you know, the game doesn't change that much. It's usually the team that makes the fewest amount of mistakes. And I think mentally we'll be fine. It's a matter of, you know, you're going to lose off a little bit in your conditioning. But we're deep enough, I think we can cover that up.
You guys are taking the break, maybe coming off of your best game that you've played all season. That was the win over Sandy Creek.
Yeah, I thought we really played a complete game in a lot of areas, and everybody that played contributed the way we kind of wanted them to. And, you know, when you have that momentum, you hope you don't lose it over a five-day break. But everybody's in the same boat, you know. Whether you won your last game or you lost your last game, you really want to start this kind of the new second part of your season off in the right way.
You happy with the first part of the season?
Yeah, I think, you know, being 5-2, I thought maybe we would be around 6-1. That's kind of the way we looked at it. And regardless of which game we could have won or lost, the Scutt game or the Newman game, it's water under the bridge now. And our kids have made strides in a lot of areas, and we found out kind of some roles. And I guess that's probably what we didn't do a very good job of, even though we won the first four games, was establishing, okay, who are we going to play where and when. And I think maybe a few of those things were answered at Sandy Creek.
Where do you have to get better now as the season progresses?
Well, we still got to take great care of the basketball. I think we had five or four turnovers the other night, and that's something we're really going to push on hard on the kids is, you know, taking care of the ball, because we're going to be stepping up a class or either stepping up to the same level of competition a lot this January and February. You know, just taking good shots, being a little bit more patient. We're still real rushed on offense when we get in the half court, and I'd like to see our kids. You know, if it takes 30, 40 seconds, we'd like to play Wisconsin kind of offense and then have those guys type and knock them down at the end of the shot clock. So if it takes us 45 seconds to score, that's okay with us. We still want to push the basketball, but I think it'll help our defense if we play better offensively.
Rotation you've kind of tinkered with the past couple of weeks. You're up to about a 10-man rotation right now. You like where you're at there?
Yeah, I do. We've had nobody really that you put into the game and you just say, wow, they've shook or they got it, you know, really exposed any of their weaknesses. And if as long as the kids do stay within their capabilities and kind of let the game come to them, you know, we've got three or four guys that are going to do main part of our scoring. We're still, you know, working for that post player. Chris Hartford came in last game, got his first start, and did an excellent job. And that might be the answer, although he's got a big challenge here against a 6'9 kid tonight.
Right, we'll come back and talk about the Huskies as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
We're St. Cecilia boys basketball coach Kevin Asher. It's St. Cecilia and Aurora in the first round of the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. You mentioned it before the break, Coach, a huge basketball team, or at least one soul out there for Aurora, a big basketball team thing.
Yeah, they are, and their starters are long. I noticed just looking at them on film, they take up a lot of space, and the McDonald kid inside is as big a kid as we're going to see all year. I think 6'8", 6'9", and can go over each shoulder, and that's what I noticed on film. It looks like he does a good job going either way. So, you know, when you face a kid like that, and you know your biggest kid's 6'3", and we've just got to do a great job of being in position and putting pressure on the ball. So, you know, whether or not we totally shut him down, we just got to limit the touches and try to make sure everything he gets is real challenged.
Really shutting down the entry pass into that post player, is that the key tonight?
Yeah, you know, we noticed that they really work four around him, which every team does when they have that big a player, and he works awfully hard to get the ball, so we're going to have to do a good job of our perimeter is real important. If our kids don't put pressure on the ball, they're going to see that window to him all night, and that could be a problem. If he gets it deep enough, you know, we really can't stop him.
It's like another team that really relies on their defense, despite the big kid inside. They rely on their defense. They want to play games, it looks like, down in the 30s and 40s again.
Yeah, they're athletic, and, you know, they have a good football program, good weight program like we do, and I think a lot of those kids, you know, are great athletes, good basketball players, maybe not, you know, what you'd call an all-state type player on their team, but they just have kids that really understand what they can do. I noticed, you know, their coaches have got them not dribbling the basketball and doing the things that, you know, a kid that maybe – you know, wants to do a lot of, and they just take good care of the basketball and working on offense, and then they're just athletic enough. They play good help side on defense. So we're going to have to just move them and hopefully, you know, keep them out of – we like to speed up the game a little bit, and hopefully that will confuse them.
Talk about some of the things we'll have to do tonight. You mentioned speeding up the game. Tempo going to be a factor in this ball game. To play some great defense against this team.
Yeah, I noticed the speed of the game sometimes challenges them. And if we can speed up the game, that may be key for us. You know, we may have to do some trapping and jumping and stuff on their guards to maybe get, you know, the passing game of theirs maybe not be a strong point, and hopefully we can expose that a little bit. But, you know, that and keeping them off the boards, you know, I noticed McDonald has about 12 to 14 points a game, and it seems like he gets 4 to 6 just on putbacks and things at the free throw line because of second chances. So, you do that, you take away those opportunities, and you speed up the game enough. Hopefully, you know, that'll our conditioning, hopefully the fact that we're maybe 1 through 10 a little quicker at every spot, maybe that'll help getting up and down the floor. You know, you just never know.
Coming out of this break, but, yeah, you play back-to-back games here this week. That's another hurdle you got to over coming in.
Yeah, I mean, the back-to-back stuff, it's just a challenge. I mean, your kid's mentally tough. You know, you got to do a lot of, you know, playing a lot of kids, and those kids got to step up and rise to the challenge. And, you know, when you play 10 kids and then you're going to go up against a Norfolk Catholic or Beatrice, doesn't matter whether you win or lose, your next day is very, very difficult regardless of what happens this first round. So, you know, the challenges are there, and, you know, being able to play 10 kids, we got to have 10 kids ready. All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, Sonic Labs, and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Aurora today on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Aurora Sports Complex. It's the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament today here on 1230 KHIS. Opening round game, first game, going to pit Hastings St. Cecilia, the boys, up against the Aurora Huskies here this afternoon. This game here and this team, Jim, would be followed up by the girls' encounter between St. Cecilia and Aurora. The other two teams here in the Aurora New Year's Eve tournament officially is going to be a Norfolk Catholic and Beatrice. They've got a girls' game going on beginning at 5 o'clock here over the other gym here at Aurora. That'll be followed up by the boys' game between Norfolk Catholic and Beatrice. Winner is going to play again tomorrow afternoon at 5 and 7 o'clock right back here in the main sports complex at Aurora. And then the losers will play in the consolation game in the so-called North Gym here at Aurora. So that kind of sets the stage for you for the Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament. In the past, a very competitive tournament. St. Cecilia has played here for a couple of years now. The Hawks used to play down at the Doan Holiday Tournament. They played down in Crete for a couple of years and then moved here to Aurora. And this has always been a very competitive field, and we expect more of the same. In fact, on both sides of the ledger, all the teams have a 500 record or above. So both the girls and boys competition can be extremely tough here for the next 2 days. Obviously, all the teams coming off of the five-day self-imposed and state-imposed moratorium took the Christmas break off. Could not practice, and could not play games for five straight days. Hawks got back in the gym a little bit yesterday in preparation for this tournament as we get set to go between the Aurora Huskies and Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. We'll come back and we'll check the starters for you as we sneak closer to game time. High school basketball, a little special afternoon edition for you. We'll come back and get you some more pregame information as we continue in 1 minute.
Here's a wish for a safe and happy new year from everyone at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's will continue to give you the best prescription and over-the-counter service, delivering your prescriptions free 6 days a week. Burt's has your end-of-the-year tax expense report, and Blue Cross Blue Shield members can get free flu, shingles, pneumonia, and diphtheria tetanus vaccinations at Burt's Pharmacy. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Right, back here at the Aurora Sports Complex as we get you set for high school basketball this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings St. Cecilia and Aurora getting set to go in a boys' ball game. The Minden Holiday Tournament also got it underway here today. Minden is playing Adams Central in the opening round game, and at halftime of a girls' game, Minden is out on top of Adams Central by the score of 39-11. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings St. Cecilia here this afternoon is going to go with Kevin Ryan in the starting lineup, a 5'8" senior. Ryan averaging 2 points, one rebound per game. Matt Kissinger, a 6'1" senior. Kissinger averaging 7 points and 1.9 rebounds per game. Tim Skolka, 6'3" senior, averaging 4 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. Phil Hamburger, a 6'2" junior, Hamburger averaging 14 points and 4 rebounds per game. And Chris Hartford, a 6'4" junior, Hartford averaging 1 point and 1 rebound per ball game. For the Aurora Huskies, they come in with a record of 3 wins and 3 losses on the season. Jordan Hoheiler is a 6'1" senior, Hoheiler averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds per game. Nate Bell is a 6 foot senior. Bell is averaging 3 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Trey Allen is a 6'1" senior, averaging 4.8 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Also, Seth Shackelberg is a 6'1" senior. Shackelberg is averaging 4 points and 5 rebounds per game. And then David McDonald, the big guy inside, is 6'10" senior. McDonald averaging 12 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. Packers. Sunday lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. Saints is going to be the visitors on the scoreboard here this afternoon. They'll be dressed in their blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in white. Aurora going to be dressed in their homestanding whites, trimmed and lettered in the red and the black. And St. Cecilia controls the opening tip, and the Hawks will shoot to our basket here. Down to our right as we kind of view it from the corner here at the Aurora Sports Complex. Alex Shee, Phil Hamburger with the ball. Pounds it inside to Stoke. He goes for the hole. It's not going to be blocked out of bounds by McDonald. So there's the presence of the big guy inside for Aurora. 6'10", probably the biggest guy that St. Cecilia will face here this season. And the Tim Skilt goes right to the basket in their very first attempt here, and McDonald slaps the ball out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in. Kissinger has got the ball, lobs it down low. That's Hamburger. Comes over here on the left side to Kevin Ryan underneath the basket, gets it to Hamburger. Having problems with the dribble now, sends it back inside to Kissinger. 1 foot in, 1 foot out of the lane. Now they reset the offense. Hamburger has got it. Gets it to Kissinger. Free throw line extended left side. Dribbles to the free throw line. Gives it up now to Phil Hamburger out here in the three-point territory. Now working the ball inside to Tim Skoke. And now St. Cecilia very patient here. Jokingly, Kevin Asher talked in the pregame show about using the Wisconsin offense, and that's working the shot clock, so-called shot clock, 35 to 40 seconds there, and then getting a good shot. St. Cecilia very deliberate on their first possession here this afternoon. Here's a Hamburger from the right side, takes the ball down to the baseline. The pass back out on top is into the backcourt, and St. Cecilia turns the ball over. So St. Cecilia used a minute and 15 seconds of the clock here in the first quarter on their opening possession and did not get a shot away. The first one was blocked out of bounds by McDonald, and then they worked the clock and they turned the ball away. So an over and back violation on St. Cecilia, and the Aurora Huskies now have the ball. Aurora is 3-3 on the season. St. Cecilia coming in with a mark of 5 wins and 2 losses. Circling around as Trey Allen takes the ball to the basket. His shot is up there around the rim twice, and it falls down through the hole. So the Aurora Huskies draw first blood here. 2-0 is the score. There's a Kissinger back with the ball now for St. Cecilia down the far sideline. Dribbles to the free throw line, hands it away. That's a Kevin Ryan, takes it down the right side of the lane, down to Hamburger. Left side to Kissinger. He holds on to it. Free throw line extended to the left side, all the way to the near sideline. Kissinger puts it on the floor now. He dribbles over here against Trey Allen, sends it deep in the corner. That's Skoke with the ball, down to Kissinger. Kissinger moves it down on the baseline here on the right side. Down to a Tim Skoke again, hands it back to Kissinger. Boy, St. Cecilia having a tough time cracking the man-to-man defense for Aurora so far in the ballgame. 2-0 is the score. St. Cecilia trailing here in the contest. Hamburger has got it. He dribbles it, tips it off to the circle. His shot is up there. It's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound Schnackelberg for the Aurora Huskies. Gets it down to Holweiler down the near sideline to a Trey Allen. Allen comes out here in the three-point territory. Schnackelberg has got it now. Schnackelberg goes to David McDonald with his back to the basket. Sends it back around to the right side. That's Nate Bell with the ball. Moves it down in the corner to Allen. Sends it back inside. Here's a shot taken by Holweiler. It's going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Skoke of St. Cecilia. Skoke now to Ryan into the forward court. They get it to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger on the right side of the lane, stomping out there in the three-point territory. Comes over here to a Phil Hamburger. Lobs it now left side of the lane. Skoke has got it. Out on top to Kevin Ryan. Fakes it, drives it down the lane. Kicks it out to Skoke. His shot from the baseline is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to McDonald for Aurora. Down the near sideline is Schnackelberg. 2-0 is the score. The Huskies have a 2-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia here in the New Year's Eve tournament at Aurora High School. Top of the key, Allen's three-pointer good. Trey Allen knocks down a tray from the top of the key, and then we got a personal foul called here on the rebound. The bucket is going to count, I do believe, here for the Huskies, and a personal foul is going to be called on McDonald. That's going to be his first. So the big guy is accused of a push inside. Here comes Ben McQuiston into the ball game now for Aurora, and McDonald is going to come out. So immediately Aurora gets back to normal size here. As a 6'10" McDonald goes to the bench, and coming in for the Huskies is going to be McQuiston, who is 6'1" and a junior. 5-0 is the score. The Aurora Huskies out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia early in the ball game here. This Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament. Here's the St. Cecilia with the ball. Hamburger circles around underneath the basket. Comes out to Cesar Tino for three. His shot is up there. It's no good. So Cesar Tino in the center of the ball game. Now he takes his first shot and misses. Here come the Huskies back with the ball. Schnackelberg nearly lost it out of bounds, but sends it down in the corner to McQuiston. Inside down to Holweiler. Back out to McQuiston. Drives the ball toward the goal and is Pass is going to be knocked out of bounds. Trying to take it down in the left corner to a Schnackelberg. The ball is knocked out of bounds there by Hamburger. 5-0 is the score. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Mike Hannon. Here comes Simon Ostrander as well into the ball game. It's going to be Scope coming out and also Kevin Ryan. St. Cecilia really into about a 10-man rotation right now. There's a shot off of the short baseline right side by Schnackelberg. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot by Allen. No good. And the foul is called. Boy, Trey Allen, he's been all over the place for the Huskies so far here in the ballgame. 3-2 gets the offensive board there. They got a personal foul called in St. Cecilia's Mike Hannon. First foul on Hannon. Going to the free throw line will be Allen. And his shot is up there is good. So Trey Allen hits a free throw now. He is 5 out of 5 on free throws so far this year. Huskies hitting 68% from the foul line this year. Next shot is up there is good, and the Aurora Huskies out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia 7-0. The Hawks have gone 4 minutes here in the first quarter without scoring. There's a Matt Kissinger with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Drives into the hole. His shot is up there. That one won't go. Tip find no good. And the rebound comes down to Schnackelberg of the Aurora Huskies. Schnackelberg gets the ball now. Cole Ashby is into the ball game now. Here come the Huskies back in the offensive zone as they work with a offense here against the man-to-man defense of St. Cecilia. Hoheiler moves it down in the corner. That's a Ben McQuiston with the ball. Puts it on the floor. Comes out to Allen. His shot for three from the top of the key. No good. Rebound comes down to Hannon. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Ostrander. Hustles into the forecourt to Cesar Tino. Drives into the hole. That shot is no good. Misses the easy one, and the rebound comes down to the Huskies. 3.5 to play here in the first quarter. The Hawks haven't scored yet. 7-0 is the score. Aurora has got the lead. And St. Cecilia drops back into their man-to-man again. Huskies going to be patient here as they toss the ball around the three-point arc. Cole Ashby has got it. Back out on top to a Trey Allen. Allen about to 25 feet away from the basket. Comes to the near sideline now as they work with it. With the ball there is a Schnackelberg. Moves it down in the corner. That's a Hoheiler with the ball. He falls down, keeps the dribble alive, but now we got a timeout called. A timeout called here by the Huskies bench. Rick Bell, the head man for Aurora, hops out to save the possession. And a timeout is called here for Aurora. We're down to 2:57 to play. The Hawks are still got the goose egg up on the scoreboard. We'll take a break with the score. Aurora 7, Hastings St. Cecilia nothing.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia has missed their first 6 shots here this afternoon. They still have a goose egg on the scoreboard. We're under 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 7-0 is the score. The Aurora Huskies out on top. Here's Cole Ashby with the ball. Ashby moves it over here to Trey Allen, who's got 7 points in the ball game. All 7 points for the Huskies. With it now is going to be Ben McQuiston. He comes across the top to a Schnackelberg. Schnackelberg moves it back to the left side here to Ashby. He rockets a pass down low. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Trying to get it down there to a Jordan Hoheiler, and it was tipped out of bounds. Into the ball game is going to come Nate Bell now for Aurora. Also coming in is going to be Luke Standage. Luke Standage into the ball game as well for the Huskies. Aurora plays things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Bounce pass comes in. It's knocked right back out of bounds. Hamburger getting his hands on it there for St. Cecilia. That's going to be Aurora playing things in with a 7-0 lead. They get it to the near sideline. Now back out between the rings again to Trey Allen. Works it over to a Cole Ashby. Free throw line extended right side. Hammers it down low to Allen. His shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Ball is loose in the lane. The scramble is on. It's picked up there by Ashby. Keeps it alive here for the Huskies. Over here on the left side down to Standage, and his pass is deflected out of bounds. 2:13 to play. A touchdown and an extra point here in the first period. It's 7-0 as the Huskies are on the top of Hastings St. Cecilia. Hamburger's going to check out of the ball game now. It's going to be Joel Graffel checking in there. Aurora plays things in right in front of the St. Cecilia bench here on the near sideline. They come out to a Ben McQuiston now. Picked up by Cesar Tino of St. Cecilia to Nate Bell. Down in the corner, that's to Ashby with the ball. Ashby comes out to a Trey Allen now, just to the left of the circle. Dribbles once to the top of the key. Now Nate Bell down in the corner to McQuiston. Back outside, here's Ashby's three-pointer. It's put up there, it's no good. The Huskies crashed the boards, but a personal foul is going to be called here, I think, on Ashby. So Ashby picks up the personal foul for Aurora. That's going to be his first team foul, number two on Aurora. Non-shooting situation, St. Cecilia comes back the other way. A minute and 55 seconds to play in the first quarter. 7-0 is the score. The Huskies have the lead over St. Cecilia. Mike Hannon into the ball game now. Cesar Tino has got it. Cesar hands it away to Simon Ostrander. Now to Mike Hannon as they kind of play with a weave out here at the top of the key. Now he's centered inside to a Tim Scope. Dribbles once, comes back outside to Hannon. Hannon moves it over to Simon Ostrander. Nobody willing to pull the trigger right now. St. Cecilia 0-6 from the field here in the first quarter of play. There's a Mike Hannon, left side of the wing, comes out to Cesar Tino. Top of the key, drives it down the lane, goes for the basket, and shots up there at the end. Cesar Tino gets the first field goal for the Hawks, and it comes with a minute and 14 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 7-2 is the score now. The Huskies have the lead. Schnackelberger's got the ball for Aurora. Moves it to the far sideline to McQuiston. He angles toward the basket, and now we got a traveling violation. McQuiston had it on the deep wing of the right side, and go over the ball to the hole, and a traveling violation is called on the Huskies. First turnover on Aurora. Aurora is averaging 13 turnovers per ball game. They force 11 on the defensive end. Hawks are down by 5 points early. 7-2 is the score. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter from the Aurora Sports Complex. Simon Ostrander has got the ball picked up by Ashby. His pass is going to be deflected. Ashby picks it up. Second turnover of the ball game for St. Cecilia. McQuiston down to Ashby. Comes across the top. That's Nate Bell with the ball. Bell sends it down the right sideline, down in the corner. That's going to be Schnackelberg with the ball. Now to McQuiston, top of the key to Ashby. Left side to Bell. Pounds it inside. Turnaround jumper. No good, Schnackelberg. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Skoke has got the board. Now to a Mike Hannon on the left sideline to Tim Skoke into the offensive zone. Here's a Simon Ostrander. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Sends it over to Cesar Tino on the wing on the right side. Cesar dribbles to the top of the key. Now left wing, that's going to be a Simon Ostrander with it. 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 7-2 is the score. Here's the ball. It's going to be tipped away from Ostrander. The scramble is on. It's picked up by the Huskies. They throw it into the backcourt all the way to the end line. It goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to St. Cecilia. With 2.3 seconds to play, they give the ball to St. Cecilia, so they'll have to come the length of the floor again, trying to get a shot away. An impressive first quarter here by the Aurora Huskies. And they come in with a record of 3 wins and 3 losses on the season. Now both coaches making some substitutions here with 2.3 seconds remaining. St. Cecilia will come back the other direction. 7-2 is the score. The Huskies have the lead. Hamburger will inbound the ball here in backcourt for the Hawks. And Hamburger throws it a baseball pass down the floor. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by McQuiston. He throws it up from half court. It's no good. And that's the end of the first quarter in play. So the Aurora Huskies surprising Hastings St. Cecilia here after one quarter. It's Aurora 7, Hastings St. Cecilia 2. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com. The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will at the Aurora Sports Complex here this afternoon. The Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament. And homestanding Huskies down on top of Hastings St. Cecilia 7-2. After the first quarter, the Hawks shot only 1 out of 7 from the floor there in the first period. There's Aurora. They just lobbed the ball inside to big old David McDonald, and he puts it down to the hole. McDonald at 6'10" grabs the ball and scores easily there for the Huskies. It's now a 9-2 ball game in favor of Aurora. St. Cecilia's got the ball back in their offensive zone. Kissinger has got it. Comes across the top to Kevin Ryan. Down in the corner. That's going to be Joel Groffel with it now. The Hamburger, who's back into the ball game, to Kevin Ryan. Down in the left corner, Cesar Tino. Here's Ryan at the top of the key. Now to Joel Groffel. Over there on the right wing. Dribbles into the lane. The ball tipped away, and a foul is going to be called. Rappel takes the ball into the paint there, and a personal foul is going to be called on the Huskies with 7:27 to play in the first half. It's going to go on Nate Bell. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on Aurora. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Cesar Tino out of Hamburger. Dribbles to the top of the key. Hands it away out here to Kissinger. He drives it down the left side of the lane. It sounds up there. It's going to be no good. They've been partially deflected again by McDonald. And the Huskies come out of there with the basketball. Here's Hoheiler. Hustles into the forecourt. Now to Nate Bell, who is a great linebacker for the Aurora football team here this year. Bell has got it deep in the corner to the left side. Comes out between the rings to Hoheiler. Throws up a three-pointer. It's going to be no good. Ball is picked up in the lane there by Hamburger. Leads the break the other way to Cesar Tino. Drives, shoots, and scores. Cesar Tino with two field goals now. Hamburger gets the assist. And the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks are back to within 5 points. 9-4 is the score now. 6:40 to play here in the second quarter. Now Aurora has the ball tipped out of bounds there by Hamburger. Hoheiler trying to take it down in the corner. It was tipped out of bounds by Hamburger. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Chris Hartford. Coming out will be Joel Groffel. St. Cecilia just 1 out of 7 from the field in the first quarter for 14%. The Huskies not much better. 2 out of 7 for 29%. The Huskies had the lead after 1-7-2. It's now a 9-4 ball game in favor of the Huskies. Here's an entry pass to McDonald's. Going to be tipped away. That's going to be turnover number 2. On Aurora, St. Cecilia's got the ball. Kissinger dribbles to the free throw line, gives it up now to Hartford. He backs up against McDonald, can't put up a shot. Now a traveling violation. McDonald leaning in there defensively, and a traveling violation is going to be called on the Chris Hartford. The third turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. So the Hawks coming out of their five-day moratorium, a little sluggish out of the gate here this afternoon. Trailing Aurora by the score of 9-4. We got 6:12 remaining in the second quarter here at the Aurora Sports Complex. Huskies have the ball in their offensive zone. Trey Allen, who's already got 7 points, will give things up to a Schnackelberg. He dribbles it to the wing on the right side as they work against the St. Cecilia man-to-man defense. Schnackelberg back outside now to Nate Bell. Left wing, Trey Allen has got it. He has his pocket picked here. Hamburger takes the ball away. He drives the ball into the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound battled for it. It's brought down by Nate Bell. Third turnover in the Huskies. Long pass down to 4. Here's going to be McDonald with the ball. Comes back outside to Hoheiler. His shot for 3 is going to be no good. Rebound McDonald. Foul shot good. David McDonald averaging 12 points and almost 6 rebounds per game. Grabs that one and drops it back down to the hoop. 11-4 is the score. The Hawks are trailing here in this holiday basketball tournament at the Aurora Sports Complex. Matt Kissinger has got the ball. Comes out to Cesar Tino. He'll take a 3-pointer. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. The Hawks cannot throw the ball in the ocean. Yet in this ballgame, McDonald's long pass down the floor. They get it to Trey Allen, and he has the ball tipped out of his hands, and it's going to be lost out. Last touch by the Huskies. And now Kevin Asher is up. He wants to call a timeout. So his offense has been averaging 49 points per ballgame and coming off of their most impressive win of the season with a big 20-point win over Sandy Creek just before the break, looking nothing like we saw in Fairfield the other night. We got 5 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the first half, and the Hawks have 4 points on the scoreboard. We'll take a break with the scores. The Aurora Huskies 11, Hastings St. Cecilia 4.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 11-4 is the score. It's the Aurora Huskies down on top of St. Cecilia in the second period. Hawks calling the timeout, trying to get something going offensively. We got a traveling violation on Scope. Scope trying to take the ball out of the hole there. He's called for the traveling violation. 4 turnovers on Hastings St. Cecilia. The Huskies have 3. Aurora plays things in. Now St. Cecilia will attack here at the mid-court stripe. Aurora brings it into the offensive zone with no problem. McQuiston has got it. He's back into the ball game. So Hoheiler, now to McQuiston. He drives it over here against Cesar Tino. Can't penetrate inside. Gives it up to Schnackelberg. Back around to the right side to Trey Allen. His pass from the lane is going to be intercepted. Allen trying to pound it inside to McDonald. The ball is picked off. Fourth turnover now on the Aurora Huskies. Here's Tino down on the baseline, gives it up. Here's a shot taken by Stokes. It's going to be blocked down by McDonald. McDonald's second block of the ball game. The ball brought out of there by Hoheiler. Hoheiler runs it back the other way for the Huskies. 11-4 is the score. Aurora's got the lead. They lob it down low. This is going to be Trey Allen. His shot off of the left baseline is going to be no good. Ball battled for. It's loose. Picked up there by Hoheiler. Keeps it alive for the Huskies. Down to McQuiston. McQuiston gives it up down to a Jordan Hoheiler. Hoheiler looking and pops out. That's going to be Trey Allen with the ball out here in three-point territory. Picked up there by Hamburger and St. Cecilia. There's a feed on the wing on the right side of McQuiston. Drives it down on the baseline. Contact made. Foul called. McQuiston trying to take the ball with a basket there for the Huskies. And a personal foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia at the 3:57 mark in the second quarter. 11-4 is the score. The Huskies have the lead. The foul goes on Kissinger. That's going to be his first, team foul number two on St. Cecilia in the ballgame. Alex Hunt comes in. Jordan Hoheiler checks out now for the Huskies. Aurora inbound, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Inbounding the ball will be Ben McQuiston. Trey Allen has got 7 points so far. David McDonald has got four for the Huskies. They lob the ball to McDonald right at the elbow. He drops it down low again, and the ball is off of the fingertips of Nate Bell out of bounds. That time, the big guy, McDonald, grabs the ball right at the elbow. He's trying to send it back down on the baseline to Bell, and Nate couldn't handle it. Goes out of bounds. 11-4 is the score. The Huskies have a 7-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia here midway through quarter number two. Caesar Tino with the ball. They move it deep in the corner. Now they bring it back out to Caesar. Out here on the wing on the right side. Down in the corner, that's Hamburger with it now. Rainbow pass comes back out to Caesar at the top of the key. Drives it to the free throw line. He gives it up. Here's a shot by Kissinger. It's going to be short. Ball tapped around. It is loose and is picked up here by Cole Ashby. Ashby gets the ball away to Nate Bell as he runs it down the right sideline. Bell stops at the top of the three-point circle. Drops it inside to Alex Hunt. His shot is going to be no good. Rattles off of the front iron. Rebound Ostrander. Ostrander's pass down the near sideline to Hannon. Jump pass to the right side of the lane to Caesar Tino. And Tino brings the ball back out here into three-point territory to Ostrander. Now to Kissinger. Drives the baseline. Shot good. That Kissinger was calling for the ball there, clapping his hands above his head. They finally got it to him, and he drives it right to the hole and scored. Matt Kissinger's first field goal of the ball game. It's now a 11-6 ball game. 11-6 is the score. Under 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter from the Aurora Sports Complex. Huskies have the ball. Ben McQuiston has got it. McQuiston puts it on the floor, dribbles to the right side, now reverses. Gives it to Nate Bell, and his pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hamburger. Now his long pass down the floor. There's a shot up and in by Mike Hannon. Aurora commits the turnover. That's six in the ball game now for the Huskies. It's now an 11-8 contest, and this is as close as the Hawks have been since tip-off. 11-8 now. The Huskies with a three-point lead. Aurora's got the ball, and now we got some pushing and shoving underneath the basket, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on St. Cecilia, trying to work against the big guy inside, and the foul is going to be called here on the Hawks. That's going to be number three called on St. Cecilia here in this first half of play. This one goes on Kissinger. That's going to be his second. Into the ball game for the Hawks will be Alex Sheehy. Sheehy into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Aurora inbounds, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Bell gets it in. Here's a short jumper by Hunt. No good. Alex Hunt gets his own rebound. Now to Cole Ashby, who's back into the ball game. Ashby puts it on the floor. Now reverses and comes to the left side. That's a Ben McQuiston with the ball. Now to Bell inside. Alex Hunt back out to Nate Bell out here in three-point territory. Lobs it inside to McDonald. Double team. Back outside to Bell. Is shot for three. Way off of the mark. No good. Aurora had to rebound and then lost it out of bounds. Alex Hunt had his hands on it there for the Huskies and lost it out of bounds, and now St. Cecilia with a chance to tie this maybe up with a three-point field goal under 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. It's 11-8. Aurora's got the lead. Matt Kissinger with the ball. Down in the corner now to Mike Cannon. Brings it back out to Kissinger on the deep wing, left side of the lane. Kissinger now dribbles down in the corner. Bounce pass goes down on the baseline. That's Simon Ostrander. Now to Kissinger as he holds the ball. Nate Bell will pick him up. Kissinger now dribbles here. Comes across the top to Mike Cannon. Hannon dribbles it to the right wing. Hannon hands the ball away to Kissinger. Behind the screen from Hamburger. Moves it down in the corner to Kissinger again. He drives the ball into the lane. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Kissinger now trapped on the baseline. Gets it back out. Ostrander for three. Shots way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Nate Bell. A minute and 14 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It's 11-8 in boys' high school basketball. The Huskies have a three-point lead. Here's Cole Ashby with the ball. Now to McQuiston. Brings it back to Nate Bell. Free throw line extended right side. Entry pass to McQuist, and his shot high off the glass. No good. Rebound. Hunt follow shot. Don't get any foul in the play. Alex Hunt gets the offensive board there. He's fouling the play as he goes back up for the shot. And he's going to go to the free throw line now as he was hacked in the act here. Foul in the act of shooting. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Phil Hamburger. St. Cecilia scored just 2 points in the first quarter. They have scored six so far here in the second quarter. And it's out from the free throw line by Alex Hunt is going to be up and in. He's a 50% foul shooter in the season. He was 6 out of 12 coming into the ball game this afternoon. Aurora is a team hitting 43% from the field, 34% from three-point territory, 68% from the free throw line this year. Here comes the next shot by Hunt. It's up there. That one rims out. No good. Rebound comes down to Cesar Tino. So it's a 12-8 ball game. Aurora's got the lead. Saint to say he comes back. See, he has problems with it. Now it's a loss to Aurora, but stepping on the end line there was a Cole Ashby. Ashby pulled the ball away from Alex Sheehy, but Ashby was stepping on the end line, so St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Hawks are trailing by a score of 12-8. They lob it back out here in the three-point territory. Ryan down to Cesar Tino on the wing. Comes back out to Kevin Ryan. Aurora is still playing a man-to-man defense. Here's Hamburger open for three. Takes a shot. He misses that one. Hamburger was wide open and missed it. And the rebound comes down to Ashby. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Here comes Schnackelberg back into the forecourt. Pulls up on the right side of the lane. And I think it's 20 seconds to play. All right, 20 seconds. Kind of blocked by one of the overhanging baskets here. I'm getting a clear view of the clock. Under 20 seconds to play now. And now here's a turnover as Hamburger steals the ball away. The long pass down the floor to Ryan. His shot to be blocked from behind out of bounds. Trey Allen. Tipped the ball out of bounds from behind. Good play there by Allen defensively. And St. Cecilia will play things in. Now with 12.3 seconds to play in the second quarter, St. Cecilia will play things in. They lob it back out here to a Matt Kissinger. Kissinger out near the 10-second line, picked up there by Trey Allen. Kissinger gets away, drives it down the lane. Here's the pass to Sheehy. He'll shot from 10 feet away. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Allen. Allen gets it back to the center of the floor to Hunt, and time runs out here in the second quarter. Wow, 20 points combined between the two teams here at Boys High School Basketball. Here tonight, our score at halftime, Aurora Huskies 12, Hastings St. Cecilia 8. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Voderstrauss, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Hastings St. Cecilia, a team that comes in here with a mark of 5 wins and 2 losses. Taking everything they won from Aurora. The Huskies are 3-3 entering the ball game here this afternoon. And it's 12-8. You heard right, 12-8 here at halftime. The Huskies have the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The Huskies scored the first 7 points of the ball game, and it wasn't until the 1:14 mark of the first quarter that St. Cecilia got a driving field goal from Cesar Tino. First quarter ended with Huskies out on top 7-2. St. Cecilia shot just 1 out of 7 from the field there in the first 8 minutes of play. Huskies got out to an 11-4 advantage in the second period. St. Cecilia closed the gap down to 11-8, and then the Huskies getting a free throw from Alex Hunt there. Less than a minute to play in the second quarter, and that's the way we stand here at halftime. The score is 12-8 in favor of the Huskies over Hastings St. Cecilia. Going to have the girls' game coming up next. That's just the way the tournament's set up here at Aurora. The Aurora New Year's Eve tournament will have the girls' game between Hastings St. Cecilia and Aurora coming up next. The other two games involving Norfolk Catholic and Beatrice here. In fact, the girls' game is underway between those two teams over in the North Gym here at Aurora. And then the boys' teams between Norfolk Catholic and Beatrice will play in the nightcap over there with a starting time at 7 o'clock. Game times tomorrow, the same as today, will go 5 o'clock for the girls' championship ball game, 7 o'clock for the boys' championship here in the sports complex, the newer gym of the two. The two consolation games will be played at 5 and 7 o'clock tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. But we're in the North Gym. The girls will play the 5 o'clock encounter on the consolation games as well, and the boys' consolation will be at 7 o'clock. We're at halftime here. 12-8 is the score in boys' high school basketball at halftime with the Huskies out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll come back and check the scoring in 1 minute.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 80R42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes are also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 13 locations all across South Central Nebraska.
KHAS.
Back at the Aurora Sports Complex at halftime of our boys' game. It's Aurora leading Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 12-8 here at halftime. Only three players have scored for the Huskies. Only three players have scored for Hastings St. Cecilia. We've had 20 points scored between the two teams in 16 minutes of play. Trey Allen is leading the way so far for Aurora. He scored 7 points all in the first quarter. Allen knocked down a two and a three-pointer, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. David McDonald, their big guy inside, has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. And then Alex Hunt had a 1 out of 2 from the free throw line there with under a minute to play in the second quarter. He's got only 1 point here at halftime, and that is it. Trey Allen with 7, David McDonald with 4, and Alex Hunt has got 1 point. The Huskies are hitting 3 out of 4 from the free throw line in the first half, and officially 7 turnovers. In the basketball game, Hastings St. Cecilia has had just 3 guys score. Cesar Tino, who came in off of the bench, head coach Kevin Asher there in the first half. Cesar has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Matt Kissinger has got a field goal for 2. Mike Hannon has got a field goal and 2 points. That is it. Hastings St. Cecilia with 8 points on the scoreboard here at halftime. They have turned the ball over 5 times. They have not been in the free throw line in 16 minutes of play. So it's the Aurora Huskies surprising Hastings St. Cecilia here at halftime. The score is 12-8. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers in the first half as we continue in 1 minute.
Some days we just have to deal with pests and sometimes even termites. To help out, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates too. Protect some of your biggest investments, your home and other property with an advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike Carey or Dave Ryan. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Again, 12-8 is our score here at halftime. The Aurora Huskies with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Shooting numbers in the first half. The Hawks hitting only 4 out of 19 from the field for 21%. St. Cecilia was 1 out of 7 in the first quarter. They were 3 out of 12 in the second quarter. So the Hawks are hitting 4 out of 19 for the ball game so far for 21%. The Huskies not much better. They're 4 out of 16. Aurora hit 2 out of 7 in the first quarter and 2 out of 9 in the second quarter. So the Huskies are 4 out of 16 from the field for 25% in the first half. On three-pointers, St. Cecilia 0 out of 3. The Huskies are 1 out of 5 for 20%. Rebounds, the Huskies have a 16-6 advantage over Hastings St. Cecilia in the ball game so far. The Huskies with 6 offensive rebounds, 10 on defense. St. Cecilia's got only 1 offensive rebound, 5 on defense. St. Cecilia's not been to the free throw line yet. The Huskies are hitting 3 out of 4 for 75%. St. Cecilia's come up with 4 steals. The Huskies have 3. St. Cecilia with no blocked shots in the ball game yet. The Huskies have 3, and you can credit their big guy inside, David McDonald, with all 3 blocks here in the first half of play. So it's a 12-8 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Aurora here at halftime. Adams Central also involved in the holiday tournament action here this afternoon and this evening. They're playing at the Minden Holiday Tournament. The girls' game is up first over there. In that last check, Minden was leading the Adams Central Gals by the score of 39-11. The boys' games will be going at about 6:15 tonight. The other two teams in that tournament is Grand Island Northwest and Bennington. The Hastings High Tigers, they're playing in the GNAC tournament here for the next 3 days. And the Tigers picked up a big win last night over Kearney, knocking off the Bearcats 65-48. And Hastings High is playing this afternoon. They're playing in the semifinals of this tournament. They're playing Scott's Bluff. We'll get you up to date on all the tournament action coming up between games here. We've also got the girls' game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. So we're at halftime, and hopefully the second half is a little bit more in tune with what we're used to out of Hastings St. Cecilia. They're trailing at halftime by a score of 12-8. We've got the third quarter coming up next on 1230 KHIS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, St. Cecilia with the opening possession of this third quarter, and Cesar Tito immediately travels with the basketball, trying to get the ball into the lane there. It's the 7th turnover on the Hawks in the ball game. 12-8 is the score. The Aurora Huskies with the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia, and Aurora's got the ball. There's a Nate Bell on the wing on the left side. Comes out between the rings now to Schnackelberg. St. Cecilia will stay with their man-to-man defense. Here's Nate Bell on the wing. Sends it inside, and it's going to be a foul called. Trying to get it into McDonald, and a foul is going to be called on St. Cecilia. The first teamer on the Hawks here in this third quarter of play. Personal foul going to be whistled here on Cesar Tino. That's going to be his first. So Aurora plays it in deep in the corner here on the left side. He's going to be Trey Allen. Lobs it back out between the rings to a Holweiler. Down the wing on the right side. With the ball over there is going to be a Schnackelberg. Moves it down in the corner to Bell. Back out on top to Allen. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts it up there. That one won't go. Got him for the rebound. McDonald had it. He lost it. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. So David McDonald had it down there. The Hawks slapping there. Got it jarred loose. It goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to St. Cecilia. So the Hawks will come back the other way. Still a 12-8 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing here in the ball game. Cesar Tino has got the ball. Now to Hamburger and moves it down to the baseline on the dribble. Comes back out to Cesar. Fakes, now drives it inside. Collision and a foul is going to be called. A blocking foul is going to be called here on McDonald as Cesar Tino tries to drive the ball in the hole there for the Hawks. McDonald picks up his second personal foul, the first team foul on the Huskies here in the second half of play. They're going to the free throw line. There's going to be a Cesar Tino for St. Cecilia. He's got 4 points in the ballgame thus far. A couple of field goals. 65% foul shooter on the season. And the shot is up there. The shot is good. That's the first free throw of the night for St. Cecilia, and it occurs here with 6 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the third quarter. McDonald comes out. So Aurora, again, getting small out there. A big 6'10" post player for the Huskies now on the bench. Cesar Tino to the free throw line for his second shot here. It is up there, and the shot is good. So Cesar Tino knocks home a couple of shots here. It's now a 12-10 ball game. As bad as St. Cecilia has played here in the basketball game so far, they look up, and they're still trailing by only 2 points in the ball game. 12-10. Now the Hawks are going to apply some pressure here in backcourt. Jordan Hoheiler with the ball for the Huskies, brings it into the offensive zone. That's Nate Bell. He drives it left side of the lane. Now gives it up. Back out between the rings. Hoheiler has got it. Picked up there by Simon Ostrander of St. Cecilia. There's Bell in the wing. Robs it out here. Top of the key. Alex Hunt. Moves it to the left sideline now to Hoheiler. Jams it inside to Bell. Works underneath the basket and his shot is up and in. Nate Bell scores there for the Huskies. That's his first field goal. And it's now a 14-10 ball game. Aurora has got the lead. 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter from the Aurora Sports Complex. Matt Kissinger at the top of the key. Now to Simon Ostrander. Hesitates. Comes back out here in three-point territory. Hamburger moves it down in the corner there. With the basketball is going to be Mike Hannon who's into the ball game. Now to Ostrander. Back to Hannon for three. Shot is up there. That's off of the mark. No good. So the shooting woes continue here for the Hawks. Shooting only 21% in the first half of play. 14-10. Huskies have a four-point lead. Aurora's got the basketball. Aurora will slow things down here. They'll set up in their half-court offense. Aurora is averaging 47 points per ball game so far this season. They give up 41 on the defensive end. They're working against the St. Cecilia man-to-man defense. Here's Alex Hunt with the ball. Gets away. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Comes over here to Hunt. Rather to Nate Bell. He lobs it back to Hunt. The ball's ripped out of there. Now the scramble is on. Hunt's on the floor. Now we got a timeout called here. A timeout called from the bench as Nate Hunt, or rather Alex Hunt, was laying on his back just to the right side of the lane trying to protect the basketball, and they call the timeout to save the possession. So we got 5 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. It's Aurora 14, Hastings St. Cecilia 10.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Aurora plays the ball in. Here's Schnackelberg down the left side of the lane to get him the ball, and he lays her in. 16-10 is the score now. The Huskies have a 6-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawks have the ball back to their offensive end. With the ball, it's going to be Tim Skolk, who's into the ball game now to Kissinger. This is the right of the lane, sends it across the paint now to Hannon. Just shot up and in, a 3-pointer. Mike Hannon scores. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Boy, Kevin Asher continues to shuffle the lineup here, trying to look for a little bit of a spark. 16-13 to score now. The Huskies have a 3-point lead. Aurora has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's a Nate Bell with the ball on the wing here on the left side. Picked up there by Hannon. Lobs it to the top of the key to Trey Allen. Picked up there by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Leaves it across the top now to Cole Ashby. Ashby now to Alex Hunt, top of the circle. Moves it over on the wing on the right side. That's Bell with the ball. Picked up there by Hannon of St. Cecilia. Bell gives it up now to Cole Ashby. Brings it back to Nate Bell on the far sideline. Lobs it inside the free throw circle to Allen. Allen brings it back to Bell over there on the right sideline. Picked up by Hannon. There's a pass inside to Alex Hunt. They get him the ball, and he scores. Boy, the Huskies patient. They just worked the ball around against the St. Cecilia man-to-man. Finally, Alex Hunt broke loose. He got him the ball, and he scored easily. 18-13 the score now. The Huskies have a 5-point lead. Here's a hamburger with the ball on the right sideline. Comes out to Mike Hannon to the near side, down to Simon Ostrander. There's a Matt Kissinger, right side to Hannon. His shot for three is going to be off of the mark, no good. Ball bounces up and hits one of the basket supports. It's out of bounds. The leading score for St. Cecilia, Phil Hamburger, has still been held scoreless here in this ballgame. He's been averaging 14 points per ballgame. Hamburger having an off night. The entire Hawk offense having a bad night here. 18-13 is the score. We're in the third quarter with 3.5 minutes to play. There's a Cole Ashby with the ball. Moves it over on the wing on the right side to Allen. Gets it back inside. Hunt. Hunt is double teamed. Now his pass is going to be deflected, and the ball is going to be brought out there by St. Cecilia. Matt Kissinger has got the ball for the Hawks. That's turnover number 8 on Aurora. Here's Hamburger. Hesitates at the top of the 3-point circle. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Trey Allen. That's turnover number 8 on St. Cecilia. There's Cole Ashby with the ball. Fires up a 3-pointer and scores. Cole Ashby scores from the right side. And the Huskies have now got an 8-point lead over St. Cecilia. It's 21-13. And Kevin Asher again calls the timeout here for the Hawks. 2 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the third quarter. The Aurora Huskies with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. It's the Huskies 21 and the Blue Hawks 13.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS again for the Minden Holiday Tournament. Girls high school basketball tonight. Minden knocks off Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 76-33. Minden, one of the best teams around, regardless of class in girls basketball, and the Whippets flexing their muscles here tonight over Adams Central, beating the Patriots by a score of 76-33. The Aurora Huskies in boys play with a lead here over St. Cecilia. It is 21-13. The Hawks come out of the timeout and trying to drive the ball to the basket there with Hamburger, and a foul is going to be called on the Aurora Huskies. It's going to go on Snackelberg. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 2 on Aurora here in the third quarter of play. Cesar Tino into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Matt Kissinger will come out. Hamburger will inbound the ball, baseline left side, underneath their own basket. They get it to Hannon. The shot's going to be way too strong. Ball tapped out of there, picked up by Hartford. Hartford keeps it alive, down to Hamburger for 3. His shot's going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Aurora. Alex Hunt with a rebound there for the Huskies. Gets it to a Holweiler. Hustles into the forecourt. Now to McQuiston, who's back into the ball game. Left wing to Trey Allen. He has not scored since the first quarter. Aurora's got the ball as they work with it here. On the right side of the lane, that's going to be Holweiler with it. Comes out between the rings to McQuiston. McQuiston now to a Trey Allen. Entry pass, they get it to Alex Hunt. Trying to put a move on Hartford. In fact, goes up with a shot. Now we got a foul called. Alex Hunt working there against Chris Hartford. He goes up with a shot. And a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go. Nobody's going to be knocked out of bounds. All right, knocked out of bounds. So no foul called there on the Hawks. It'll be Aurora playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it to David McDonald, who's back in the ball game now, picked up by Hartford. Here's Hunt with the ball behind a screen from McDonald. Lobs it across the top now to Trey Allen. Allen picked up there by Cesar Tino. Now to Hunt to McDonald. He goes inside. His shot to be blocked out by Hartford. It's rebounded there by McDonald, but he was out of bounds. So Hartford gets a block on the big guy. McDonald got the ball back and jammed it down through the hole, but he was gone for being out of bounds underneath the hole there. Maybe that will ignite the St. Cecilia hopeful here. 21-13 is the score. The Hawks are trailing by 8 points under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Hamburger drives it down the lane. His shot's partially deflected. Ball is knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. I think McDonald again got his hands on it. Boy, the Hawks cannot get the ball into the paint whatsoever with McDonald in there. But the guy at 6'10", he takes up a lot of space. St. Cecilia having a hard time adjusting to the big guy in there. So it's a 21-13 ball game. St. Cecilia trailing here in the contest. There's Cesar Tino in the corner. Fakes now, drives the ball. The basket is shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. A collision and a blocking foul is going to be called. A blocking foul is going to be called here, and I think that's going to go on McDonald. If that's the case, that's going to be number three on him. So David McDonald, their big guy, has now got three personal fouls. They're in the ballgame. Cesar Tino takes that one from the left corner toward the goal and runs over McDonald. They call it a blocking foul here. So Cesar Tino goes back to the line. His shot is up there. It's no good. Cesar is the only guy who's gotten to the free throw line here today for St. Cecilia. He's now two out of three from the stripe. The Hawks is the team getting 56% from the free throw line so far in the season. The score is 21-13. Unbelievable what a five-day break can do to your momentum and just the whole makeup of the team. St. Cecilia, one of their better games of the year was their last outing against Sandy Creek just before the break. Next shot is up there is going to be good by Cesar Tino, and hopefully they can break out of things here. 21-14 is the score. We got 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter, albeit the Huskies playing a good basketball game, doing exactly what they got to do, and that's to control the clock here, play their type of game. Here's Ashby with the ball now, moves it down the right side of the lane. It's going to be tipped out of bounds as he's trying to take it to the far sideline there, and Nate Bell. So now Bell will play things in. Guarding him over there will be Tim Skolk of St. Cecilia. Aurora will play things into Trey Allen deep in the corner of the right side. Allen puts it on the floor, dribbles to the free throw line, gives it away to Ashby. Now over in the wing on the right side to a Nate Bell. Bell hands it away deep in the corner to Allen. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound Cesar Tino, and a foul is going to be called. Cesar grabs the ball on the weak side there for the Hawks, and a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on the Hamburger of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second personal foul. That occurred away from the action there. And Hamburger picks up his second. So Aurora will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They come way out on top to a Trey Allen. He gives it away here to Cole Ashby. Ashby now to a Nate Bell as he drives the ball down the left side of the lane. Now spins in the lane. Nice dish down on the baseline to McQuiston, and he lays it in. Ben McQuiston scores there for the Huskies. And it's now a 23-14 ball game. 23-14, the Hawks are trailing by nine. Here's St. Cecilia back with the ball. Kevin Ryan has got it. He has problems out here in three-point territory, and a foul is going to be called on Ashby. Ashby going for the steal there. Picks up the personal foul and said that's going to be his second. End of the ball game for Aurora is going to be Jordan Holweiler. Checking out is going to be Cole Ashby. So St. Cecilia will play things in on the far sideline. 23-14 is the score. We've got 37 seconds to play here in the third quarter from the Aurora Sports Complex tonight. Tim Skolk has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Comes out in the three-point territory to a Kevin Ryan. Now to Cesar Tino. Still a man-to-man defense here for the Huskies. There's Chris Hartford with the ball. The Sheehy, the Tino, circles around, takes it to the elbow. Bombs it out here to a Kevin Ryan. Ryan sends it back to Skolk. Free throw line extended right side. Skolk dribbles once. Comes out to a Kevin Ryan again. Ryan dribbling with the ball. We're down to 14 seconds to play. Hawks will be playing for the final shot here, trailing by 9 points. Cesar drives it into the lane. Pass to Chris Hartford. Back out on top to Kevin Ryan. Down to Skolk. He takes the ball down to the baseline. A jump pass hits the glass. It goes out of bounds. And the Hawks turn the ball away with 1.1 seconds to play here in the third quarter. That's the ninth turnover on St. Cecilia. Hawks working for the final shot, and they couldn't get it away. They turn the ball away. And now here's Aurora, a long baseball pass down the floor, intercepted by Tino. His shot from half court is no good, and that's the end of the third quarter. Three quarters in the books. Okay, boys high school basketball action here tonight. The score, the Aurora Huskies 23, Hastings St. Cecilia 14.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College women's basketball team has beaten Cal State University at San Marcos 57-54 today. That score just in. So the Broncos now 1-1 on their California road swing. They'll play one more game tomorrow. They beat Cal State University at San Marcos 57-54 in action this afternoon out in California. 23-14 is the score. The Aurora Huskies with a lead over St. Cecilia to begin the fourth quarter of play. Now we got a double dribble violation. Jordan Holweiler for Aurora is whistled for the double dribble violation here on the left wing as they're trying to set up the offense. St. Cecilia now will come back with the basketball. They are trailing 23-14. The Hawks continue to struggle from the field. St. Cecilia hitting only 21% of their field goals here in the ballgame today. Cesar Tino at the free throw line. Double team, ball knocked away. The scramble is on. Aurora's got it at the bottom of the stack, and now we got a whistle and a timeout is called. So the Huskies get the ball at the bottom of the stack. Down there was Nate Bell. He got possession of the ball, and they call a timeout to save the possession, and the Huskies will get it on the St. Cecilia turnover. We'll take another break. 7:23 to play in the basketball game. It's the Huskies 23, the St. Cecilia Bluehawks 14.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling. Also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
So we're in the fourth quarter, 7:23 left. And St. Cecilia continues to trail in this ballgame by a score of 23-14. The Huskies will play things in on the far sideline. Nate Bell will have it following the St. Cecilia turnover. So the Huskies jumped out to a 7-0 lead, and they have never trailed here in the ballgame. Aurora's now working with the ball there, having problems with it. Now it's knocked out of bounds. Here on the near side was it Trey Allen. He was double-teamed, the ball knocked out of his hands. The Huskies not really blistering the nets either today. 9 out of 25 from the field, 36%. St. Cecilia 5 out of 24 for 21% so far. We're in the fourth quarter. The Huskies have the lead, 23-14 over St. Cecilia. Trey Allen has got a free throw line extended right side. Gets the ball away to Bell. Drives it down the wing. His shot is up and in. Nate Bell scores there for the Huskies. He's got 4 points. It's now 25-14. Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing here in the ballgame. Hawks have the ball. This is going to be a Tim Skok with it now. Skok brings it back to Cesar Tino. 12-footer is up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Bell. Long pass down to four. With it was a Trey Allen. He had it tipped away from behind it. It's picked up here. Picked up by Kevin Ryan of St. Cecilia. Now to Cesar Tino. So the Huskies turn the ball away. Tino down in the baseline. His shot could be blocked with a foul. It's going to be called. Nate Bell got into him there for the Huskies and picked up the personal foul. It's going to be his second. That's team foul number 5 on Aurora here in the second half. This will be a shooting situation. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Tino. He continues to be the only guy to get to the stripe this afternoon. He's 3 out of 4 from the line for St. Cecilia, and his shot is up there is good. Tino has now got 8 points in the basketball game. Well, there's not many people in the old scoring action this afternoon. Tino's got 8. Matt Kissinger has got 2. Mike Cannon has got 2. That's all she wrote. 25-15 is the score. St. Cecilia trailing by 10. Here comes the next shot by Caesar. It's up there. It's good. And now the Hawks have some pressure here in backcourt. Aurora brings it. Here's McQuiston, goes for the basket, and it's going to be knocked out of his hands. So St. Cecilia now applying pressure in backcourt. They got to speed the game up a little bit. They're trailing by 9 points here with 6.5 minutes to play in the basketball game from the Aurora Sports Complex. Hunt gets the ball to in the corner here to Bell, and he is double-teamed, and a foul is going to be called. Nate Bell double-teamed here in the corner, and St. Cecilia commits the personal foul there. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Hawks, and this one is going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be his third. So the big guy for Aurora in David McDonald has already got 3 personal fouls. Another leading scorer for St. Cecilia, Phil Hamburger, has got 3. Here's Bellamy. This lobs the ball back out here in backcourt to McQuiston. Brings it into the offensive zone to Ashby. Ashby picked up out there by Matt Kissinger. Now he's double-teamed. The ball swatted away. Picked up by Ashby on the far sideline. And another foul is going to be called. Let's see. Tina was there. Hamburger was there. I think Phil Hamburger just picked up his fourth personal foul. So Phil Hamburger, that was not a very smart play there with three personal fouls. They have the double-teamed over there on the far sideline. Hamburger reaching in there and commits the personal foul. And now the leading scorer for St. Cecilia is on the bench here with 6 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. And his team trailing 25-16. Aurora lobs it inside to Alex Hunt with his back to the basket. He's double-teamed in a traveling violation. Groppel was behind him. Cesar Tino was in front of him. And Hunt commits the traveling violation. 10 turnovers on the Huskies. 25-16, Hastings St. Cecilia trailing here. In boys high school basketball from the holiday tournament at the Aurora Sports Complex. Cesar Tino has got the ball. Tino across the top down to Kissinger. Brings it over on the wing, the left side to Ashihi. Back out to Kissinger, dribbles into the lane. He falls down with the ball at the free throw line. Gets it away to a Groffel now. Groffel moves it down to the baseline, trying the ball against Hunt. Goes down in the left corner. Shot by Sheehy is off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Hunt in the corner. Alex Hunt gets the ball away to a Nate Bell. 5.5 minutes to play. The Huskies still with a 9-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Ashby, Bob pass goes down in the corner. With the basketball, there is a Schnackelberg. Gets passed in the way. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Sheehy. And now we got a foul call coming back the other way. Sheehy throws the ball down the floor there. I think we're going to have a holding foul on the Aurora. They just reached out and grabbed the man down there. The foul is going to go on the Huskies. That's going to go on Ashby. That's going to be his third. That's the fourth team foul on Aurora here in this second half of play. 5 minutes and 13 seconds to play. It is still Aurora out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 25-16. There's a Cesar Tino. He's going to inbound the ball off of the far sideline. They get it to a Simon Ostrander who's into the ball game now. Ostrander comes to Kissinger just to the right of the circle. Holds it. Now comes over here to a Sheehy. Down in the corner to a Simon Ostrander. Now to Cesar. The Simon Ostrander again dribbles once. Out to Mike Hannon who's back into the ball game on the wing on the right side to Ostrander. Down to a Kissinger. Spins at the elbow. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Goes for the basket and scores. Matt Kissinger now with 4 points in the ball game. It's 25-18 now in favor of the Huskies. We're down to 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Here's a Hoheiler with the ball picked up out there by Ostrander of St. Cecilia. Hawks still playing a man-to-man defense. On the wing on the right side is Nate Bell. Picked up over there by a Sheehy. Bell gets away. We got a whistle. A foul is going to go on Alex Sheehy of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first team foul, number 5 on the Blue Hawks. Here in the second half of play. Here comes Groffel back into the ball game. Sheehy will check out. 25-18 is the score. The Hawks are down by 7 points. 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the fourth quarter here for boys high school basketball. Nate Bell will play things in on the far sideline for the Huskies. Bell comes out here to a Ben McQuiston. McQuiston picked up there by Cesar Tino. McQuiston drives it to the baseline on the left side. Gets it out to a Trey Allen now in 3 points, and it's where they try to hammer it inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Mike Hannon. Now a foul is going to be called. Is that McDonald again? They try to hammer it in to McDonald. Ball is tipped down there, and then McDonald comes out here and commits the personal foul. That's going to be the seventh team foul calling the Huskies. So now a one-and-one situation, and David McDonald, their big guy inside, has now picked up 4 personal fouls. So a Hamburger on the bench for St. Cecilia with 4. McDonald has got 4 for the Huskies. To the free throw line for St. Cecilia is getting Mike Hannon. Into the ball game now is going to be Ashby. McDonald is going to check out. Here comes Hartford into the ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia. So now Cole Ashby at 5'8" replaces the 6'10" David McDonald in the ball game. And the Huskies are real small all of a sudden. Mike Hannon to the free throw line, shot is up and in. Hannon has now got 6 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia now 6 out of 7 from the free throw line of the ball game today. Cesar Tino is the only other guy to get there for the Hawks. Next shot is up there, it's good. So Hannon drains a pair. And the Hawks, as bad as we have played today, St. Cecilia is within 5 points, 25-20. St. Cecilia applying pressure here in backcourt. The ball gets away, and they get the ball to the Hawks. Aurora trying to get the ball in the hands of Nate Bell. It goes right through his fingertips. It comes bouncing out of bounds here on the near sideline. And the Huskies turn it away. Now St. Cecilia with a chance to slice into the lead right here. 25-20 is the score. 4 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter from the Aurora Sports Complex. St. Cecilia with the ball. Hamburger back into the ball game. Comes across the top to Kissinger, drives it down the lane. His acrobatic shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes out of the Huskies. They've got a 3-on-1 back the other way. Holweiler goes to Bell. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. They had a 3-on-1 back the other way. Nate Bell takes the ball in the hole there, and a personal foul is going to be called on Hamburger, and he is out of the ball game. Bill Hamburger fouls out of the ball game with 3 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the contest, and he leaves with 0 points. So the leading scorer for St. Cecilia shut out of the ball game. He's been averaging 14 points per ball game, and he got 0 in this one here this afternoon. Nate Bell will go to the free throw line for the Huskies. He's got 4 points, a couple of field goals, 57% foul shooter. His shot is up there, bounces off the left side, no good. They'll have one more. Bell is now 4 out of 8 on free throws this season. Aurora is a team of 68% foul shooting club. Next one is up there. That one rattles out there as well. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by the Huskies. It's in a save from going out of bounds, and Aurora keeps the ball alive. Bell gets the ball inside. A Holweiler shot from 10 is going to be no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound comes down to Hannon. 25-20. Now a steal here. A steal in backcourt by a Holweiler. St. Cecilia turns the ball away as Holweiler takes that ball away. The 11th turnover in St. Cecilia. Now we got a reaching in foul on the Hawks. That's a Matt Kissinger. Going to be picking up the personal foul there. That's going to be his third. 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Boys High School basketball, the Aurora Huskies. Trying to upset Hastings St. Cecilia here in the Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament. Look at the free throw line. Will be Bell for the Huskies. Coming into the ball game is going to be Alex Hunt now for Aurora. And coming to the bench is going to be Trey Allen. So Nate Bell to the free throw line. He missed a couple of free throws just a few seconds ago. He's got 4 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's good. He nails that one. The Huskies have led this baby from the opening tap. Scored the first 7 points in the ball game, led 7-2 after one quarter. It was 12-8 at halftime in favor of Aurora. Huskies led 23-14 at the end of three. St. Cecilia closed the gap to 5 with 25-20, and now Bell hits a couple of free throws to make the score 27-20 in favor of Aurora. Tomorrow's opponent will be either Beatrice or Norfolk Catholic, depending on what happens here. St. Cecilia down by 7 points. Now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout as the Hawks work the ball into the offensive scoring zone. 3 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. The Hawks are trailing by 7. We'll take a break with a score. The Huskies 27. Hastings St. Cecilia 20.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia hitting 6 out of 28 from the field here this afternoon. Unbelievable. 6 out of 28 from the field for Hastings St. Cecilia here in the ball game this afternoon. The Huskies not much better than that, maybe just a tick ahead. Hawks are hitting a blazing 21% from the field here this afternoon. They find themselves trailing by 7 points, 27-20. 3 minutes and 24 seconds to play officially here in the ballgame. 3:24 left in the fourth quarter. The St. Cecilia will play things in. Their leading scorer is on the bench. Phil Hamburger is fouled out. He's got 5 fouls. St. Cecilia will attempt to play things in, and they will. Skok finally gets it into Cesar Tino. Tino down to Kevin Ryan, and he'll set things up for the Hawks. Down to Mike Cannon, free throw line extended right side. Out of Cesar Tino, drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot is up and in. Cesar Tino saving the day here for the Hawks. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Now 27-22. The Hawks are back to within 5 points. Here comes Aurora back with the basketball on the break. Oweiler stops at the top of the three-point circle, lobs it down to Schnackelberg. Down here in the corner, his pass is going to be tipped, and we got a foul called. The ball is tipped there by a Stoke down in the corner. Schnackelberg trying to get rid of it, and then Schnackelberg commits the personal foul for Aurora. Seth picks up his second personal, and now the Hawks are in the bonus situation. Walk to the other end of the floor. The score is 27-22. We got 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the ballgame. Here comes David McDonald back in the ballgame now. The big old post player there for the Aurora Huskies. McDonald, 6'10" and a senior. He will play with four personal fouls. Tim Skoke at the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. He has not scored so far today. Skoke is averaging 4 points, 3.7 rebounds per game. He's a 40% foul shooter. His shot is up there. It's good. So Skoke adds one here for the Hawks, and it's now a 27-23 ball game. St. Cecilia back to within 4 points. Tim Skoke will have one more. Ben McQuiston back into the ball game for the Aurora Huskies. Shot is up there. The shot good by Tim Skoke. St. Cecilia now trailing in the ball game by a score of 27-24. With 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play, the Hawks have trailed the entire ball game. And now the Hawks will apply some pressure here in backcourt. McQuiston has got the ball. Gets it to Trey Allen. They hustle into the forecourt to Ashby. Ashby moves on the dribble down in the baseline. Gives it away now. That's it. Trey Allen with the ball. Comes across the top to Hoheweiler. Hoheweiler still dribbling out here in 3-point territory. Now to Cole Ashby. Now to David McDonald, the big guy dribbling with the ball. Hands it away to Jordan Hoheweiler. And now Aurora is kind of spreading the floor here, playing keep away from the St. Cecilia defense. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play. The Huskies have a 3-point lead, 27-24. Trey Allen has got the ball. Now to the right sideline. They get it over there to a Ben McQuiston. Out in 3-point territory to Hoheweiler. Moves it back to McDonald on the right sideline. Cross-court pass to McQuiston. Back out of the 3-point territory to Allen. Entry pass to McDonald, who is back to the basket. He puts up a turnaround jumper in the lane. It's going to be no good. And the ball is brought out of there by Hartford. St. Cecilia is down by 3 points. It's 27-24. Hawks have the ball now with 2 minutes to play and a reaching in foul on Cole Ashby. Cole Ashby is going to be hit with his fourth personal foul here for the Huskies. We're going to have a one-and-one situation now for Kevin Ryan for St. Cecilia. Ryan has not scored so far in the ballgame. He's a 50% foul shooter in the season, 3 out of 6 coming in here. 27-24, the Hawks are trailing by 3. Shot from the free throw line is up there. That one is good. So St. Cecilia hits some free throws down the stretch. And the Hawks are as close as they have been in a long time. 27-25 is the score in the fourth quarter. Now with 1:54 to play. Here comes Kevin Ryan. He'll toe the mark for his second shot. Ryan dips and knees. His shot is up there. It's good. 27-26. Aurora has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Nate Fell has got it out here in the three-point territory just across the 10-second line. Skoke will come out and pick him up. Here's a Bell. Dribbles to the top of the key. Trapped out there. Gets it away now to David McDonald. Picked up there by Mike Cannon. McDonald gets the ball away now to a Ben McQuiston. Out in 3-point territory again to Ashby. Top of the key to a Nate Bell. 1:30 to play. Entry passing it inside. Shot up and in and he's fouled. Ben McQuiston, they got the ball right in front of the basket to McQuiston. An off-balance shot. He puts it down through the hole and he's fouled in the play. Big bucket there by the Huskies and Ben McQuiston. Now he goes to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. The foul is going to be called on Chris Hartford of St. Cecilia. McQuiston in the line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hannon of St. Cecilia. So it's now a 29-26 ball game. The Hawks are trailing by 3 points, and Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. Kevin Asher calls a timeout, 1:22 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score of the Huskies 29, the Blue Hawks 26.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, high school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Aurora is leading Hastings Saints this 29-26. A minute and 22 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. For the Minden Holiday Tournament today, the Minden girls beat Adams Central by a score of 76-33. And college basketball today from the California road trip, the Biola Classic, Hastings College beat California State University at San Marcos today by a score of 57-54. So now the Broncos 1-1. That's a California road trip. 29-26 is the score. The Hawks are down by 3 points. St. Cecilia's got the ball in their offensive zone. Kevin Ryan has got it for St. Cecilia. Now over in the wing on the right side to a Mike Hannon. The Huskies stay with the man-to-man defense. Hannon drives the ball down to the baseline. He's trapped there. Hannon gets it away. Comes out to Sheehy. Now to Cesar Tino. Tino on the wing. Takes it down on the baseline. He's trapped there. Cesar goes up for the shot and hits it. Cesar Tino hits the field goal for St. Cecilia. It's now a 29-28 ball game. And now we got a foul called here in backcourt. A timeout called. No foul, just a timeout called. It's a one-point ball game now with 57 seconds to play in the contest. We'll take a timeout with a score. The Aurora Huskies 29, Hastings St. Cecilia 28.
The superheroes of service powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia has hit 9 free throws in a row. It's perhaps going to save the day here for the Hawks. They've hit 12 out of 13 from the free throw line today. They've hit 9 free throws in a row. And that's from a ball club that's been hitting 56% of their free throws all season long. St. Cecilia trailing the Aurora Huskies 29-28. They've got 57 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. The Huskies will inbound the ball. That's Nate Bell with it here in backcourt. He'll bring things up against Sheehy. Bell dribbling with the ball, steps it into the offensive scoring zone. To McDonald down the far sideline, down to Nate Bell. Picked up by Sheehy. Now his pass will be intercepted. Intercepted by Sheehy. There's a turnover on the Huskies. And now with 40 seconds to play, the Hawks have the ball. 29-28, and now St. Cecilia will call a timeout. So the Hawks get the turnover as Sheehy deflects the ball away from a Nate Bell out here in three-point territory. Hawks have the ball in the Aurora. Turnover, and St. Cecilia now with 31 seconds to play will have a chance to pull ahead here. We've got a timeout with a score. The Aurora Huskies 29, Hastings St. Cecilia 28.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
The Huskies have turned the ball over 8 times in the fourth quarter alone. 37 seconds to play here in the basketball game. It's 29-28. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing by 1. Hawks down the ball. Kissinger moves it to the elbow. Down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there. Still good. An off-balance shot. He was knocked down on the play, but no foul called. And now he do have a foul and a rebound. The Huskies grabbing the ball there. Trey Allen grabbed it there for Aurora. And a personal foul is called in St. Cecilia. Kissinger drove the ball down the right side of the lane. Kind of an off-balance shot. He was knocked down on the play. No foul was called. Rebound came out into 3 points there, Troy, and a foul was called there on St. Cecilia to go on Hannon. That's going to be his second. To the free throw line for the Aurora Huskies is going to be Trey Allen. The score is 29-28. The Huskies have a one-point lead over St. Cecilia. Allen to the free throw line here for Aurora. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Trey Allen now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Here in the ball game, and he has not missed one this season. He is 7 out of 7 from the stripe. The Huskies now with a 2-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. Trey Allen hits a couple of shots. That makes the score 31-28 now in favor of the Huskies. Here's Caesar Tino with the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia with 15 seconds to play. Tino hands it away to Kissinger. Now with 12 seconds to play, Kissinger out here in three-point territory. Now to Skilt, top of the key. Skilt goes over to Kissinger. Remember, Hamburger's on the bench. Here's Caesar Tino with 3 seconds. Tino launches up a shot. It's partially deflected. It is no good, and that's the ball game. The Aurora Huskies have beaten Hastings St. Cecilia 31-28. The Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament, a surprise here to get things started. Boy, St. Cecilia with the Hamburger out of the lineup with 5 personal fouls. They really didn't have a go-to person there in that last possession. They had a chance, had plenty of time to throw up a three-pointer there to possibly tie up the ball game. But Caesar Tino looks up with about 2 seconds to play. And, boy, he was well beyond the three-point arc here and just kind of launches his body between a couple of defenders. That one fell way short and to the right. In fact, maybe been partially deflected out here, and the ball game is over as the Aurora Huskies have knocked off Hastings St. Cecilia in boys' high school basketball action. The score, the Aurora Huskies 31, Hastings St. Cecilia 28. We'll have more after this.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered health care focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back to the Aurora Sports Complex here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia falls to the Aurora Huskies by the score of 31-28. That's the final score, 31-28. The Huskies with the win here tonight. So St. Cecilia falls to 5 wins and 3 losses on the season. The Aurora Huskies improved to 4 wins and 3 losses. A tough basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia will now play in the consolation ball game of this Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. They will play at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in the consolation game of this tournament. We'll play the loser of the game going on between Norfolk Catholic and Beatrice. So a tough break for Hastings St. Cecilia as they lose. It'll be a 7 o'clock start tomorrow night in the consolation bracket here of this tournament. Norfolk Catholic and Beatrice will be playing at 7 o'clock coming up here tonight in the other gym. Hastings St. Cecilia dropping this one 31-28. Aurora leading all the way here tonight. In fact, they got out to a 7-0 lead over St. Cecilia. The Hawks did not find the range for the field tonight. They hit just 1 out of 7 field goals in the first quarter. It wasn't until the 1:14 mark that St. Cecilia was able to get on the scoreboard in the first period. The Huskies had a 7-2 lead over St. Cecilia after one. Hawks trailed at halftime by a score of 12-8. Neither team shot the ball real well in that first half. St. Cecilia just 4 out of 19 from the field for 21%. Aurora Huskies in the first half, Aurora in the first half of play hit only 4 out of 16 for 25%. It was a 12-8 ball game at halftime in favor of the Huskies. Aurora led 23-14 after three. St. Cecilia was able to cut the gap down to 1 point there in the fourth quarter, a 27-26. as the Huskies kind of left the door open. They committed 8 turnovers in the fourth quarter alone. It was 27-26. Later on, it was 29-28. As St. Cecilia forced a turnover. But then they fouled, and Trey Allen went to the free throw line to hit a couple of free throws to make it 31-28. St. Cecilia actually had the final shot of the fourth quarter, but boy, did not get off a very good shot at all in the three-point territory to try to tie this thing up. Cesar Tino kind of split a couple of defenders there and kind of forced one up, and it was no good. In fact, did not draw iron. It was not even close to the basket, and the Hawks suffered their third loss of the 2011-2012 season. Kind of a surprise tonight here at the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. They lose to the Huskies by a score of 31-28. Stick around. We've still got a lot more to come here on this ball game. Plus, we got the girls' contest coming up next year on 1230 KHIS as Aurora and Hastings St. Cecilia go at it in girls' high school basketball. We'll take another timeout here. We'll come back and check the scoring in the ball game as we continue on 1230 KHIS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Aurora Sports Complex, high school basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Aurora Huskies surprise Hastings St. Cecilia tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score of 31-28. Cesar Tino led the way tonight for the Hawks. He had 13 points in the ballgame. Tino had 4 field goals, and he hit 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. He is the only player to reach double figures tonight for St. Cecilia. Hawks getting 7 points from Mike Hannon. He had a 3 and a 2. And he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, so 7 points for Hannon, 13 for Cesar Tino. Matt Kissinger had 4 points tonight on a couple of field goals. Tim Skok had 2 points on 2 free throws. Kevin Ryan had 2 points on 2 free throws. Phil Hamburger, the leading scorer for Hastings St. Cecilia, fouled out of the ball game with 3:52 remaining. He was held scoreless in the basketball game here tonight. The Hawks 12 out of 13 from the free throw line. At one point hit 9 in a row down the stretch. It was not enough as the Huskies beat Hastings St. Cecilia tonight by the score of 31-28. Cesar Tino again leading the way for St. Cecilia. He scores 13 points in the ballgame. The Aurora Huskies, they had nobody scoring double figures tonight. Trey Allen led the way. He had 9 points, including those big free throws with under 20 seconds to play. Allen hit all 4 of his free throws tonight. Also had a 3 and a 2, scored 7 points in the first quarter, and then those 2 free throws at the end of the ball game. He finishes with 9 points. The other scorers for the Huskies, Ben McQuiston had 4 points on a couple of field goals. He was 0 of 1 from the free throw line. David McDonald, their big 6-foot-10-inch senior post player, he finishes with 4 points. He had a couple of field goals. He got into foul trouble as well and did not play a whole lot of minutes in the second half. McDonald finishes with 4. Alex Hunt had 3 points. He had a 2-pointer, and he was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Cole Ashby hit a 3-pointer in the second half for his only score in this ball game. 2 points tonight for Seth Schnackelberg on a field goal. The Huskies were 7 out of 10 from the free throw line in the basketball game here tonight. But again, the Huskies knock off the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia by a score of 31-28. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back right after this.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Aurora Sports Complex, again, the Huskies knock off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 31-28. We're in between ball games, getting set for the girls' contest here in just a couple of minutes. St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher joins us on the post game, and I don't know what happened, Coach. I had a lot of momentum going into the break, and absolutely nothing coming out. What happened?
Yeah, we just didn't generate any energy early on, and we preached as hard as we could for a day and a half that the only way we had a chance in this ball game was to play as hard as we can from one end of the floor to the other, and we didn't do a very good job. You know, we didn't score, obviously, the first quarter, so we had trouble getting a press set, but we still wanted to hound their guards. We wanted to contest passes. We wanted to, I think we were just all being real careful, it seemed like, and part of that is just non-energy. You can't be careful with no size on your team. You got to play a little bit of recklessness, and we didn't do a very good job of that.
It looked like in the first half that everybody was just afraid to pull the trigger for some reason.
Well, I mean, we're used to going to the hoop a little bit, and obviously that wasn't going to be a way we could play the game due to the fact of their size. And, we got a couple shots blocked early. We missed a couple layups, and all of a sudden we got nobody that wants to shoot the basketball or try to get to the free throw line. That's disappointing when you have six seniors on your team. And we talked to them about one of the keys to the game was trying to get to the line quite a bit because, we just thought we could. And, it showed in the fourth quarter the way the game we wanted it to play. But give Aurora a lot of credit. I mean, that's the way they play. They do a great job of just making it miserable. They're a good defensive team, and they're long. And, if you're not going to take shots, you can't knock down shots.
You guys had a tough time, like you said, from the field, and not to shoot very well in the first half of play. Finally got things that cranked up. Got to the free throw line 13 times in the ball game. All of those were in the second half of play. Did not get to the line in the first half. And the other team shot the ball real well there in the first half. Just talk about the miseries we had on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, we just, I thought, patience was key, but you also have to understand you got to be ready to shoot. And whether we don't have the right combo in there to start the game, kids have been on the floor quite a long time, some of those seniors, and they got to step up and take the ball to the hole and get some fouls and try to get to the line. And then, just turning it up on defense and playing a little harder generates your offense. And, our assistant coaches were just disappointed as all get out in our effort for three quarters. And I was too. You got to generate offense off your defense when you're playing that type of team, and we didn't do a very good job of it.
In the fourth quarter, you were able to get back within 1 point a couple of times, but never really got over the hump. It was tough with Hamburg on the bench with five fouls.
Yeah, we're scrambling like crazy. I got to give some of the kids that came into the game, we got a couple kids that came in there. Alex Sheehy, sophomore, played really well, got a couple key steals. But you get it close, but then you got to have that go-to guy. And if Phil's going to be our go-to guy, he's got to decide that. He just decided tonight that he wasn't going to take many shots or even look at the basket, and it's disappointing. But he'll come back tomorrow. He's a senior. He's got to come out. We talked to him in the locker room after the game. He's got to be more prepared to put the team on his shoulders under tough situations. So hopefully, that'll be all better tomorrow. But our schedule doesn't lend us any favors, so we've got to be ready to go.
Coach, talk about the final seconds of this ball game. You guys had a chance to tie it up with a three ball, and again, it just looked like you didn't have a go-to person to go to in that case.
No, we didn't, and then they switched everything on the perimeter, and we were out of timeouts. So, you know, we haven't really been in that situation where we needed the three. We've practiced it a couple times in practice, but, you know, you really can't simulate exactly what they're going to do. So they switched everything, and we wanted, you know, to get Caesar a look, but it, you know, Caesar and Matt just didn't get an opportunity, and then they blocked the last attempt, which, you know, was a desperation try.
A real downer, I bet, for the basketball team. They got to be down after that performance we saw.
Yeah, tonight. They are. And anybody that watched the game should be down. You know, that's not the way we want to play, especially with the effort that we gave in the first three quarters. And, you know, hopefully we're a resilient bunch. We know that Aurora is a good basketball team, and whoever we face tomorrow is going to be just as worthy. So, you know, the kids are very down, and I hope they're very disappointed in their effort, because after a five-day break, you should be having fire out of your rear to come to play.
You got out rebounded tonight, 22-10 is what we had. And that's a big story in the ball.
Yeah, every loose ball, every tip. For three quarters, we did not see one thing that we liked, from rebounding to they just out-physicaled us, just wanted it a lot more than we did. You know, it was one of those deals where, you know, they're playing on their home floor and you're coming into their gym. They're not just, you know, they're a good basketball team, so you got to do a good job of delivering the first punch, and we took a beating the first three quarters.
So you got to now a consolation ball game to play tomorrow against either Norfolk Catholic or Beatrice. They're going to play here in just a couple of minutes, but those are two very good basketball teams. That's not a gimme tomorrow either.
No, we're in a situation here for the next, you know, three games that we show up like we did today, we'll be 0-4. Now we can play really well and take some momentum out of this. I mean, we're going to come in tomorrow and try to win a basketball game, but we can't play the way we did today. The kids know that, and I'm sure we'll come back with a much better effort tomorrow, but we've got a very difficult opponent whoever we play.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks for coverage, Mike.
Yep. Kevin Asher, the head man for HC Saints, is sitting in the Hawks today, losing to the Aurora Huskies by a score of 31-28. The Hawks are now 5-3 on the season as they will play in the consolation ball game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Over in the other gym here at the Aurora Sports Complex against either Norfolk Catholic or Beatrice. They'll play the loser of the ball game coming up here in just a few minutes. We got the final numbers into the ball game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia ended up shooting 12 out of 32 from the field for 38%. The Hawks shooting 8 out of 16 in the fourth quarter alone. Actually, a 3 out of 7 in the fourth quarter. The Hawks are doing a better job in the second half shooting the ball, but it wasn't enough. They were 8 out of 16 from the field for 50%, so they end up 12 out of 32 for the ball game, 38%. The Aurora Huskies got 36 shots away. They were 11 out of 36 from the field tonight for 31%. So Saint Cecilia actually outshooting Aurora tonight, 38% to 31%. We mentioned the rebounds. The Huskies came up with 22 rebounds compared to 10 for Hastings Saint Cecilia. The Hawks were 2 out of 7 on three-pointers for 29%. The Huskies, 2 out of 6 for 33%. And the free-throw line, St. Cecilia was officially 12 out of 13 from the free-throw line in the ball game tonight for about 92%. The Huskies were 7 out of 11 for 64%. The Huskies came up with 6 block shots in the ball game tonight. He sees St. Cecilia had 2 block shots. St. Cecilia came up with 9 steals compared to 5 for the Huskies. Aurora turned the ball over 17 times in the ball game tonight. St. Cecilia had 11. So the leading scorers again for St. Cecilia is Cesar Tino with 13, the only man to reach double figures, and the Huskies were led by Trey Allen, who scores 9 points. So the Huskies knock off Hastings St. Cecilia in boys' play tonight, final score of 31-28. We'll take a one-minute timeout here. When we come back, we'll check in with John Kyle, the head coach for the St. Cecilia girls basketball team, as they get set to go here tonight in the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. You're listening to Blue Hawk Basketball on 1230 KHAS.